Welcome to Brokering Different, a life lesson real estate blog by Matthew L. Thrift, the broker in charge of the Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, CDAN Joiner Realtors offices in Greer and Simpsonville, South Carolina. Today's podcast discusses tools and whether or not you have the right set to help you in your career. I'm sure that many of you have tools at your house to do certain tasks. In the real estate world, brokerages across the nation will claim they have the best tools for their agents. Let's dig into this a little more, so enjoy the podcast. I grew up with a Navy-trained airline mechanic father. After the military, he decided to join a commercial airline company to work on their airplanes and specifically become an expert on the Boeing 727. He moved up in his career and was known as a crew chief, where he had about 15 men on his crew to work on these airplanes at the Miami International Airport. Now, I say all that to say this. He was very specific in his particular job and career, because if his crew did not repair an airplane correctly, the plane could ultimately crash to the ground and kill hundreds of people. Because of this, he always was very specific which tools were used to handle the repairs that were needed. He drilled this point into me as a young child, but I still use his teaching today. Have the right tool for the job to avoid problems. Have the right tool for the job to avoid spending too much time on a project and then ultimately having to rework it to make it right. Have the right tool for the job for your sheer sense of sanity. Why am I even discussing this on a real estate blog? Well, the answer is simple. If you are in the real estate industry and you are using the wrong tools to try to do your job, you could be finding yourself working yourself out of your career. You can find yourself walking uphill and doing things the hard way for absolutely no reason. You can find yourself utilizing tools that are not necessarily the right tools to use for what you're trying to accomplish. And all this does is create frustration and disappointment. So let me dig into this a little further. It seems like every major franchised brokerage out there, and I'll even include some of the non-franchised brokerages because there are some excellent non-franchised brokerages out there. They claim to have all the right tools for their agents to succeed and excel in their business. They all claim to have this tool or this tool over another. The fact of the matter is, most brokerages have the majority of the same tools out there for agents to do their job effectively. And let's face it, if there's a third-party vendor out there that has a real estate-related tool, software, etc., they are targeting real estate brokerages and agents to utilize their product. It's not a secret. Real estate brokerages are constantly being bombarded by third-party vendors to buy and invest in their product. And it's very rare that a vendor will provide a product exclusively for one real estate brokerage and not offer it to others. Does it happen? Yes, but it's rare. So, these tools that I'm referring to, if they're supposed to make a real estate agent's lives easier and help them to be more successful, then why aren't many agents using the tools that are being provided? Let me say this. Most standard real estate brokerages have tools to help their agents and have tools to assist their clients in selling or buying. That's a given. Most all have access to the multiple listing service that syndicate to multiple real estate websites for advertising. Most brokerages have systems in place for flyers and digital marketing and the like. But when it comes down to having the right tool to be successful, I am finding that it is coming down more to having the right tools within us as people rather than depending upon the company to provide the right tools for our success. Think about what I just said. Just about every company out there has the same type of tools, but each individual is different. This is the same reason why you see different levels of success in any real estate brokerage out there. Each agent under the same roof has access to the same tools, but with totally different results. So how does an agent utilize their own personal skill set as a tool for their success? How is the agent coming across to the customer or client as being genuine? because your personality, your skill set, your way of talking with others is also a tool to assist in your success. Your tenure in the industry is a tool for your success. Your ability to take a problem and create a solution is a tool for your success. Your ability to show others that you are putting their interests first above your own is a tool for your success. Your ability to provide more value to your client than you take in payment is a tool for your success. Your ability to say or send somebody a happy birthday wish better than anyone else is a tool for your success. I can go on and on and on about personalized tools because there are so many things that we as human beings have to offer. Many times we cut ourselves short, or we don't know how to come across to others to let them know about the tools that we possess on the inside of us. I would venture to say that the majority of clients and customers out there that use your services are more likely than not because of the tools that they see that you possess and not necessarily the tools that the company possesses. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that company value is not considered. No, sir, no, ma'am. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying that definitely comes into account. One company can possess more technology and do more in advertising than another. That's a given, and clearly a prudent person is going to see that. However, if you, as an agent, are providing your value and the personalized tools that you have within your heart, within your mind, and within your skill set, more than likely, that customer, that client, that person is going to use you specifically for the tools that you possess in the inside. Maybe not even because of the tools that the company has, but what you bring to the table in the form of your tools. Use your tools wisely, just like my father did, to make sure he had the right tools to keep airplanes in the air. Make sure you have, and you possess, and you get, and you learn the right tools to keep your career soaring and getting better and better each and every day. Until next time, friends, have a great day.